Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Angie. Patois. Do you have a favourite bra? Can you tell I've just thought of that off the top of my head?
Yeah.
Do you though? Because I think lots of women do.
Do you know what? I don't actually own many bras.
What?
No, I don't. Because, do you know what? I actually find it hard to find bras that I really like.
Because you've got big baps.
Big baps. I'm the big bap.
You've got big bap, Andre.
You've got big baps. So I'm really like, when I've probably got about 3 bras. I'm on the rotate.
You've got 3 bras?
Yeah. Also, don't you think bras are shitting expensive?
Oh my God, for what they are.
That we should get some sort of like, you know, we should get some money back for having to purchase bras. There should be a money back bra guarantee.
Also, there are some bras that are just shit.
Oh, honestly.
Aren't there?
Have you ever seen the bras in Primark? Now, I'm not a fan. I'm not a huge fan of a Primark. I don't know why. I think probably just because, A, I'm probably a bit too old for it, maybe. Or maybe I'm putting an age on myself that doesn't need to be there. But also, I don't know, sometimes I'm like, oh, God, this store's doing my head in. Anyway, I went into Primark with Nels on Saturday.
Right.
Because she wanted to go in there. The amount of pants that they have for sale.
Really?
Pants. Honestly.
Pants. Hang on. No, wait. Because you could do a classic one here. I went to Primark. I got a couple of pairs of pants.
You actually sounded like you were going to die then.
I mean, it was touch and go by the time I got to the end of the word pants, so I'm not going to lie.
But yeah, so many pants.
Yeah,
individual pants, packs of pants, pants that go up your bum, pants that are around your buttocks. I was like, how many pairs of pants can you have in one store?
Well, I like I am a fan of a short.
Oh, I hate them.
I love them.
No.
I got some lovely ones from Next. Other stores are available the other day. Very nice.
I can't stand them. I cannot stand them.
What do you go for then? A mid-rise?
I don't know. What are they? I just think a lot of time places are dicking around with all this different varieties of pants. Just call them pants. Why are we calling them mid-rise thongs? Up your bums, round your buttocks. Shorts.
Can I just say, for an off-the-cuff question, this is fucking landed well. For a question I thought of literally 30 seconds ago about bras, we're now in full shitting tits rant with you now. It has landed. It is like the beautiful question right on brand for the podcast, because it has led you down a rabbit warren.
It has.
Of pants and how much Primark pants are on you.
Honestly, I was walking around
the same in Next. I went into Next the other day and they have got pants. Honestly, the different mid-rise, low-rise,
your tangos, your
cheekies.
Yeah.
Cheekies.
Yeah. Well, also as well, as we were looking around Primark pants selection. There was a whole range of like pants and bra. Again, bras. I mean, that's how we obviously got onto this, because of bras.
Yeah.
The amount of different bras. And also their bras, they felt like cardboard. I was like, why would you ever want to put one of those around your breast?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Why, Primark?
There was this certain range that basically looked like, they were like a very cheap ripoff of Skims, right?
Oh, right.
And as we came around, I was like, oh, Nels, these are, she's like, yeah, these are a bit like, you know, a cheap Skims, aren't they? I was like,
yeah.
Yeah, they'd be called Prims.
Prims? Or Chims, cheap Skims.
Chims, yeah, your Prims. Chims. Your Chims Prims.
Your Prims, your Chims.
Yeah, they were, I mean, they were, yeah.
That is
shit,
hilarious.
But, yeah, so, yeah, I'm quite particular about bras, and it's almost like if I find a good one,
but have
I
you
like...
got a favourite? Have you got a favourite bra that you, every time you get it out of the drawer, I mean, you've only got three in circulation.
I just have them
weird.
On rotation.
Mm. Yeah. But, you know, have you got one where when you're like, oh, I'm pleased it's this one today?
Not really, because I think the three I have, they are gold.
Right.
They're gold standard bras.
They're all your favourites. Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, the best place I find M&S. Bras is Victoria's Secret.
Oh, yeah, you love a Victoria's Secret, don't you?
They are very good bras.
You don't have
there.
An underwire, though, do you? Oh, yeah. You do. I thought you'd ditch the underwire.
No, I couldn't.
No,
ditch the
I couldn't either.
Down by my
stomach. I couldn't ditch the underwire.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like a bit of uplift.
A bit of uplift. You like a bit of uplift?
Uplift.
Is that the same as uplift, or is it different?
It's different.
Very different. Very different.
It's a very different type of lift. A uplift.
Yeah, I've got a favourite bra, and when I get it out, I'm like, oh God, I love this bra so much.
Really?
Yeah, it's like soft. It fits comfortably. It doesn't like move or chafe. It is, you know.
It doesn't move or
chafe.
Well,
yeah, but you know what I'm getting for the holiday this year? Straight up, because I think I'm going to take quite a few dresses.
Right. Oh, are you getting strapless vibes?
No, not. Oh, this is different to bras.
Oh, are you getting the old tit covers?
No, no, nothing to do with boobs. I'm going big in the chub rub.
Oh, yeah, they are amazing.
I am going big in the chub rub. Because there's a few dresses, you know, I've lost a little bit of weight since the last time we went on holiday.
Yeah, a little bit of package.
Yeah, and I feel like I could wear quite a few dresses now, but I know that in the heat, chub rub will be a problem.
Yeah, oh, for shiz. I mean, I think those sort of things are, they are game changers as far as it comes to dresses and skirts.
Even for people who perhaps, you know, don't have massive thighs.
No, oh, exactly. Know. Yeah, I also think just because, especially, you know, you've only got to get a bit of a wind. The whole thing goes up. At least that gives you a bit of coverage.
Oh, no, chub rub, I'm getting the stick.
Oh, yes. I thought you were talking about...
No, I'm not getting the shorts. I'm getting the chub rub stick.
Does it work, though?
Oh, Jess,
how do you
Jess
know?
On the plus size, who I trust implicitly when it comes to anything plus size. If you don't follow her, go and find her. She's brilliant. Okay, let's do a call to action. Let's do a call to action. Have you
Chub rubs?
Have you tried Chub Rub? If you have, does it work? There's loads of ways you can get in touch with us. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Corden. Ange is at Ange Corden.
And you can find the podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast. Also, just to add into that, if you've tried both,
yes,
if you've tried the Chub Rub and the sort of, you know, cycling short-esque type things, what do you think is the best?
Let's do it. Let's find out. Let's get a big call to action.
Let's bloody do it.
Anyway, shall we drop in the jingle? Here it
drop
comes.
Drop in the jingle.
Hit us with your urban Angie.
Okay. Do you know what? I found this about 3 a.m.
What were you doing awake at 3 a.m., Angie?
I had a shit night's sleep last night.
Did you?
Yeah. And do you know
do
what
you think,
today?
Do you think it was the excitement of Costco?
I don't know. Do you know what it was? Right. I think because my buttocks are really hurting this morning. And I was trying
Peloton.
To think, what? No, I didn't Peloton yesterday. I don't know when I did actually, Saturday,
was
Friday. I can't remember.
Buttocks?
Right. So that's, So this morning I'm like, what is going on with my buttocks? Why are they hurting me? Right. And yesterday afternoon, perhaps, as you know, I did some pots. I've become, I am, just call me Mrs. Titchmarsh.
I'm going to call you Mrs. Potts. Actually.
Well, anyway, because of the way I was doing my pots, I was on my knees and I kept like leaning over to get the soilage and then plopping it in my pot. And it was that motion. I'm actually doing it as we speak. The motion of up and down, up and down.
Well, careful of your buttocks.
Well, yeah, they're actually hurting me now. Yeah. So I think, anyway, that's why I think I didn't sleep well, because I kept turning over on my side. I was like, oh, my buttocks. Anyway, I was awake at 3:00 and all of a sudden I thought, shit, I haven't got an Urban. So I thought, oh, I'll have a look now. So I found this at 3 a.m. just to give you a little bit of, of a backstory.
Found it.
Okay, okay, here so we go. Hit us. The Urban Dictionary. Disney bounding.
Oh, this has got to be something to do with like adults who love Disney or something.
Well, but it's a specific. It's a specific Disney bounding.
Adults who go to Disney every year.
No, right, here we go, Patty. This is what it is. The act of dressing up as a Disney princess and being bound for the purposes of sexual fantasy fulfillment.
No, sorry, hang on, say that again. What? Say that again.
The act of dressing up as a Disney princess, as she says in brackets, i.e. cosplay, which I'm assuming is like costume play. Weird.
Yeah.
And being bound for the purposes of sexual fantasy fulfillment. The little ditty goes, Ellie Barbie says she's really into Disney bounding. I'm off to pick up a Snow White dress, some bondage tape and a dozen roses for the evening.
I'm actually speechless.
Disney bounding. People who dress up in Disney shit to...
And then get bound up.
Bound up with some bondage tape. Sexual fantasy.
I can hear the birds in the background, Andrew.
Well, I can't do a lot about that.
Could you quiet them
down, shut up, please? Try to record a podcast in it.
This fits in well with the Disney shit because there's always a bird in the background in there. There's always like a million birds that come in to tidy up the kitchen.
Or to make you a dress.
Ready for your late installment of Disney bounding.
Ready for your bondage later.
What is that about in Disney, in old Disney films? Like, you know, one of the characters will start singing, and then before you know it, there's a little blue bird on her shoulder singing away
the
with
blue
her
tit.
Tube. Little blue tit. And then they all swarm in and they tidy the kitchen and she's singing, ready for her bonding later. Just getting herself well in the mood.
Ready for Prince Charming to smack her bottom.
Well, not if she's been doing the pots. There'll be no buttons.
Keep away from my bottom tonight, please, Prince. I'm very sorry.
What have you been doing?
I've been doing with pots.
I've been on pots.
Doing pots.
Don't touch me rear end tonight, lad. I've been on to pots.
Do you feel a bit delirious? I feel a bit delirious this morning.
I feel very delirious. Well, you've had a shit night sleep. I do feel delirious. Do you know what? I'd love there to be a Disney film set in right in Heart of North.
Mm.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Don't blame me for chuffing weather. The boy birds haven't come in yet to bring the sunshine back up, pal, will you please? It would be, I think we should write one.
Yes, should we do that, Pat?
Honestly, because I think you could do a really good, like, where you go, I'm going down Chippet. Well, don't be going down Chippet, it's closed, it's Tuesday. Or the Elch closed. I'm going to have to get the foxes in to cook me a stew. Go on, foxes, I need a stew. Woolly, can't get my woolly battered sausage, it's done.
Yeah, that would actually be very good. But yeah, it is a bit weird that they bring the birds in to make shit, isn't it, in the
films?
Yeah,
it's weird, isn't it?
Do you make your tea, make your dress, tidy
up? You are delirious. You just said make your cook, make your tea.
Not only
do they make the tea, they also make the cook that makes...
Actually, just quickly, off the back of my rant last week about easy opening packages that aren't easy
which was
opening,
an absolutely brilliant rant.
I had a message this morning from Jean, and she says, just catching up on last week's episode, easy open packets. Ha ha. I once took two lots of easy peeler satsumas back to the shop. As I had made such a mess trying to open one of said easy peelers that morning for my daughter's breakfast, the member of staff was speechless. And I was like, this is brilliant, because they're lying. Easy open peelers. Are they called, what are they called? Easy
just
peelers.
Easy peelers,
not easy open peelers. Easy peelers are not easy peelers.
I love the fact you just went, and I thought, this is brilliant, because they're lying. them. Those people. Dicks that do the easy peelers. Yeah. They are lying. I've had enough.
Wherever I see anything that says easy open, I'm like, bollocks, it's easy opening, mate. You're lying. You are lying to me about that. Anyway, sorry, just wanted to share that.
Look, Great Urban. I was actually speechless then. Disney Bounding. Who would you dress up? Just before we quickly move on to Shitting Tits, who would you dress up as? I think you'd be a good Snow White.
No, I was thinking then of being Ariel, because you could have your flipper action, couldn't you?
Simba. Alex has put in the chat Simba. Alex would go all that Simba.
Alex is Simba. I'm Ariel. Who would you be, Pats?
I'd be Ursula.
Ursula the Sea Witch. Well, because you are, that's one of your looky likeys.
Exactly. Yeah. That is one of my. No,
and actually, we're both characters from the same film.
But I wouldn't be Ursula. I would be.
I think you'd be a good Jasmine.
Oh my God. That is the biggest compliment you've ever paid me.
Yeah, I know.
I'm retiring on that. There'll be no podcast again. See you later. Guys. This has been great. We've got to series 5. This has been great. Bryony Gordon's on in a couple of weeks. We'll record with her and then go.
I actually do think you'd be a good Jasmine.
Oh my God. She is hot.
Yeah. Well, you are hot, Pats. Yeah. You're a hot Patty.
Oh, Patty.
You're a hot Patty from Greg's.
You are. You are delirious. You haven't had enough.
I am. Do you know what? I think we need to change our record time to 9 a.m. on a Monday.
I agree. I think we are bringing it. I'm actually by lunchtime, we've had too many carbs.
I've worn off. Yeah. I've slowed down.
With your carb hydrates.
This morning I've had my porridge and my coffee. Wham, bam, we're here, people. I've had my oats. I've had my morning oats.
Have you had a morning poo?
I haven't actually, and I needed one just before we came on.
I did mine.
Did you?
I did mine. Yeah, well, I was up about 7:45.
Do you know what I find, though? It's not until, I'll have my morning oats, I'll have my coffee. It's not until I start moving around. I'm like, oof, okay. Oh, and then it was like, too late, Ange.
Too late.
Should have got up 10 minutes ago. Then you'd be out of time. You'd be out of some time. Patty.
Shall we talk about natural deodorants?
Absolutely, Patty.
That is what you've wanted me to raise, isn't it?
Oh,
on a Monday morning.
What I want on a Monday morning at 9 a.m. is for you to come at me and say, Angie, tell me about the wild deodorants.
So after searching for so long, there is finally a natural deodorant that actually works. Mm. It keeps you smelling fresh and dry after a hard day of exercise.
Oh, yeah. It absolutely works. And it is fully sustainable. The aluminium case for life plus the biodegradable / recyclable deodorant refills are completely sustainable, which means it's just a genius concept to reduce your plastic in your everyday routines.
Do you know, though, as well, that it is super convenient?
Well,
the refills are designed to fit straight through your letterbox whenever you need them.
Brilliant.
There's a flexible subscription option, so you can purchase as one-offs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And did you know this, Angie? You can now find Wild in your favourite stores such as Sainsbury's, Boots and Waitrose. I actually saw Wild in my local Sainsbury's just the other day.
I have not seen them in there. And as you know, Patty, I am a fan of the Waitrose.
You are a fan of the Waitrose.
Yes.
And you are a fan of the We Are Wild.
I am. And they are aluminium, paraben and single-use plastic-free, as well as vegan and cruelty-free as well.
You can customise your orders. You choose your perfect case and scent combinations. They're eco-friendly and they are made with all natural ingredients. None of the harsh chemicals you find in antiperspirants
and,
or anything else. Also, yeah, go on.
Well, I was going to say, I bet I'm going to say what you were going to say, Pats. They smell amazing.
They do.
They really do.
Absolutely smell amazing. And you know, you want natural deodorant is so important, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's got to work.
Absolutely.
It's got to work.
I mean,
you can't be having all this like bicarb under your armpits.
No, and you don't want to be sort of sweaty and smelly, do you? You want something that's going to keep you fresh, do its job, keep you perspirant free,
That's it.
And this is exactly what Wild does. Now, we have an offer. We have an exclusive 20% off your first Wild deodorant purchase on their website, which is wearewild.com. You get free shipping in the UK with 100% satisfaction guarantee. You just need to use the code FUNNY20 at the checkout. Just to be clear as well, it's all one word. So it's FUNNY20 with no spaces. And the 20 is your number 20, FUNNY20.
So go wild today and get yourself this natural, refillable deodorant that genuinely works. You can order by going to wearewild.com and you'll get 20% off your first order when you use code FUNNY20 at the checkout. That's wearewild.com and code FUNNY20 at the checkout for 20% off. Enjoy. Anyway, should I tell you what's been getting on my shitting tits?
Yes, Pat, I am intrigued to know about your titties.
See, this happened this week, and I did what you did. I said out loud on my own, this is going in shitting tits.
Brilliant.
When there is a rattle or a noise in your car and you don't know where it's fucking coming from. Oh my God. Oh my God.
That is so true. That is so true.
So this week, driving home from work, my reusable coffee cup had got wedged. And I couldn't see it, but I could hear this constant ding, 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 that slowed down when I braked and sped up when I, and I was like, whoa, to the point where I had to pull over.
To find it.
To fight, because I was like, what is that noise? And why has it not? Because I was like, is it under my bag? No. Like, I'm sort of sat at light trying to find it. Is it down on the foot? Well, no. Has it slipped up? Has it gone? On? No. It had wedged itself between the door and the seat and was constantly. And then it would stop. And there's moments where it stops and you're like, oh, it stopped.
Oh, it's gone now, whatever it was.
Oh, God. And you feel actually relieved.
Yeah.
You are like, oh. And then you pull away from that ding 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 ding, fuck off! And as I found it, I got out of the car, I opened the passenger door, I was like, where is this noise coming from? Found it lodged, and I held the cup up and I said, you are going in shitting.
That is so true.
Annoying.
I've had it as well, exactly the same sort of thing, not a coffee cup, but I've got one of those, you know, you've got like your little middle thing between your two front seats.
Your centre console. Your centre console.
I knew you'd know the actual official word for it. Yeah. Your centre console.
Your centre console.
And mine's one that's like, you can lift the lid up of it and you can put shit in there.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and I very rarely put the shit in there because I'm just like, well, I just don't use all the spaces in my car.
No.
But anyway, I'm driving along. What the bloody hell is that? Same sort of thing. Tick, 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 tick. I'd stop, it would stop, and then I'd go again. Don't you find as you're driving, you are literally, I was opening the thing, shutting it, moving stuff around, going to the glove box. Literally every little thing in your car that might possibly make a noise, you are trying everything. To open, close, slam shut.
You're fiddling around with your seatbelt. Like, is it my seatbelt?
Is it that?
Is it something on the floor? Is it in my pocket? Like, and I was getting so annoyed.
Yeah, you do, don't you? You just like, and I remember just opening and I mean, I must have opened and shut that centre console about five times thinking it's that. No, it's not that. It's still there. But it is so annoying.
I was turning the radio up and it wasn't because I knew that the sound was still there. I could still hear it. Like, so I was like, I'll put some music on. No, because I know it's there. That's
you can't switch
thing,
off.
Yeah, I can't turn it off from the ding 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 in my mind. I got so annoyed on this journey home from work.
That is
I was
so
saying
good.
Out loud, what the hell is that? What is that? This is stupid now. What is it? And I, like you, was lifting everything, opening and closing. Yeah.
You do, don't you? And every time you stop at lights, like, right, quick, bang that, open that, shut that, lift that up.
At one point, I don't know. I started doing, you know, like when you've lost something and you start looking in stupid places where you know it's not. I started like turning the lights on and off to check that it wasn't something to do with that. And when I found this coffee cup, I was like, that actually drove me insane for a bit. That was like torture. Anyway, when there's a noise or a rattle in your car and you can't find where it's from, that gets on my shitting tits.
That is such a great tits, Pats. Brilliant.
Thanks, Patty.
Bloody brilliant.
Thank you.
We had a great dickish in this week from Louise Aunt Graham, and she says, men taking off their shirts in public when they're not at the beach. Dickish. What? Why do they feel the need to do
that?
Oh,
my God.
Or as soon as the sun's out. Shirts off.
Every single beer garden you drive past, there's Andy.
With his
shirt
off.
There's Andy there with his shirt off, thinking he looks like Brad Pitt. I've got a little note for you, Brandy. Brad Pitt, Andy.
But it's not even, like, they just do it walking down the street.
Oh, yeah.
Shirt off. Shirts off.
You know, it's the same people. So, yeah, I don't know if people watched the final game of the Premier League yesterday. I've got to say, the Premier League this season has been amazing.
Oh, it has. Very,
and
very good.
It has been tight at both ends. That's what she said.
Yeah.
We
love a tight end.
Tight end. Tight at the bottom, tight at the top. And obviously City, if you're a City fan, congratulations. City retained the title.
I was actually really pleased that Liverpool didn't win it.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jan. Jan Steele.
Sorry,
She's a big red.
She's a big red.
But this is what's happened a lot this season, I think, because it's all been so close. The pitch invasions, that is dickish.
Oh, yeah, that is.
What is going on there?
And they'll all be running on with their shirts off.
This is it. So this is what made me think of it. You see blokes running on, waving their shirts over their head like they're 3 years old again in the school playground. You're not, mate. You're 30 fucking five. You've got two kids with you, pal. Put your shirt on. There were people yesterday at the City game breaking the goal.
I know. What is wrong with them?
That, and it's the same cohort of people, I'm afraid. It's your shirts off, goal breakers.
Your shirts off, pitch invaders.
Yeah. It's the same ilk. Who started that? Because he's so dickish.
Mm. What do you mean, the shirts off or the pitch
invasions? Both. they are one of the same ilk for me.
See, I don't mind a pitch invasion as long as you don't have dickheads. No, I don't, because, you know, no. I think at that point when you've either stayed in the, you haven't been relegated, that is an amazing feeling. And then obviously when you win the league or you get promoted or whatever, that is amazing. I get it. I understand that kind of sheer.
I don't.
I do. And I don't. I think it's actually great that happens. But it is just for that minority of dickheads who just think, well, actually, I'm on the pitch now. I'm going to break the goal. I'm going to smash someone's head in. I'm going to taunt one of the other team players. All of that stuff is actually really making what should be a really great celebration for both players
and
fans.
Don't go on it. Just stop yourself.
Why should?
Keep
why should?
Your shirt on. Keep your shirt on.
I mean, I don't get the shirts off. Agreed. No one should be taking their shirts off.
In the Brentford game yesterday, Brentford went down to 9 men because his first yellow was for taking his shirt off when he scored.
Ooh, wow.
And then he went in for a bad tackle, got a second yellow and was off. I mean, that's stupidity.
He felt like an absolute prick after that.
Yeah. And I hope he did.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that is stupidity right there.
Mm. Also, window cleaners love a shirt off, don't they?
Oh, my God. I think labourers in general.
Yes.
I think, you know, labourers
builders.
In general. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Honestly, it is like...
What about if you had, like, a plumber or a Sparky turn up at your house to do something inside your house and their shirt's off?
Well, I think there probably are people that do that.
No.
I reckon... Sorry, it's too hot out there. I've had to take it off in the van. The aircon's broke, mate. Sorry about that.
Yeah, but you're in my house now.
I reckon...
I don't need to see...
Okay, this is a lot... We've done a call to action every
We've done
segment.
A lot of
we
calls. We've done a lot
this.
Of CTAs.
Bossing. We are... this call to action. Have you ever had a Sparky
plumber,
carpenter turn up to do work inside
in your
house.
Ass?
In your ass?
In your ass. Can I come in your ass?
Done it shirtless. There's loads of ways you can get in touch with us. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Gordon. Ange is at Ange Gordon.
And you can find the podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
But Louise, you're right.
Oh, great. That is a great dickish Louise.
Isn't it?
Very, very good.
But also, I want to know is, at what age does it start to happen?
I think it's probably sort of like when you're legally allowed in pubs and shit. So I'd say around like 18.
Right. That's when you think it starts to
I think it starts about then.
Do you think Joel would ever do it?
No.
No.
No. I don't think so.
What about Ian?
I think he'd just save that for the beach.
Yeah, what about Ian?
No.
Because I think Marty probably has in the past.
Mm. Oh, yeah, Labourer. Marty's definitely in that cohort.
Ex-labourer, you see.
Yeah, yeah.
Ex-labourer.
Yeah.
Down the path. Shirt off.
Loves shirt off shenanigans.
Tied it to his shorts so it hangs down. That's the other thing, isn't it? Mm. Like, tie it to your shorts so it like hangs down your leg.
Yeah. Basically, you want to look like Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, basically.
But you actually don't. Derek.
No.
Like a prick.
Del. You are. Ange, talking about Del, I've got to ask you, have you tried your papaya online?
Do you know what? Weirdly, I thought of this at 3 a.m.
Did
don't
you?
Know why.
I haven't tried it.
Yeah. I think it's because I was obviously looking for my Urban and I was then obviously thinking about podcasts and all that.
Yeah.
And then it came into my head, shit, I still haven't tried the papaya online.
This week, my opening question next week is going to be, how was the papaya online?
Okay, fine. I'll get on that for Del. And then I can report back to you. You can report back to Del.
I can report back to Del.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
But yeah, we're with you, Louise. Men taking their shirts off in public when they're not on the beach is absolutely dickish. As is breaking goals on a pitch invasion when your team have won the cup.
Yeah, or survived relegation. Patois.
Angie.
How would you like to try a case of exceptional wine for free? Well, not
oh
for free.
Oh my gosh, your three bottles.
Your three bottles.
Of course I would.
Yeah, well, I think Wine 52 know that we like our wines.
Oh, we are big in the wines.
We are big in the wines. Well, I think we need to let the world know about Wine 52.
I agree. The world that listens to this podcast.
Exactly, Patty. We are now covering the world.
The world.
So, if you would like to try three bottles, you simply need to go to www.wine52.com/funny. You cover the £5.95 postage costs and you'll receive three carefully selected wines from the Puglia region of Italy.
Oh,
Italians,
amazing.
Italian wines, Italian food, give it to me all.
Do you know though, this would normally be £32, but as a listener of this show, you get it for free.
Really?
You just pay your £5.95. Yeah, this would usually, those three bottles would usually be £32. But as a listener of Finding the Funny,
that is a
you
bargain.
Get it.
That is a bargain.
That's a bargain for £5.95.
Yes, it absolutely is. And also, Wine 52 is a wine discovery club. It's not just we're going to send you some wines off you go drink them. It's we're going to teach you about wines. They visit a different wine region every month. Their wine experts handpick three wines from the best independent wineries in the region to send to their members.
And this month, they've been to the beautiful southern Italy. And this area of the region is probably best known for its fruit forward, full-bodied reds.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a personal favourite of Wine 52, the Meridano by Compagnia Mediterranea del Vino. Made from a blend of local grape varieties, this ruby red wine offers both softness and complexity with notes of blackberry, cherry, and plum jam right on the nose.
Oh, I mean, I love a bit of plum jam on my nose.
Plum jam.
You can customize your case to your taste by choosing from white, red, or a mixture of styles. Also included is their magazine. What magazine, Patty?
Glug,
which delves into the wine, winemakers and regions, plus each case comes with two, what, Patty?
Oh my God, the snacks are amazing. If you do nothing else for this, do it for the two snacks. Tasty snacks. They are incredible.
They are. After your free case, you'll be part of the monthly wine club. There is no minimum commitment. You can try it and see what you think. If it's not for you, pause or cancel at any time.
So remember, that's www.wine52.com 52.com/funny to get your three bottles today. One more time, wine52.com/funny. Okay, so we've got a dilemma. We're loving your dilemmas, by the way, guys. Keep them coming. We've actually got another dilemma set up for next week.
Have we?
Yeah, I sent it to you as a picture. You didn't, I know you
did.
Did
you?
See it. Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember seeing that.
Yeah. Well, that's not a surprise, is it? Ship with your phone.
Sorry about that. Okay,
so we had this dilemma, and this person has obviously asked to be kept anonymous. And they say this: I have just left a 20-plus year heterosexual marriage, and I have young adult children. Throughout my life, I have always felt attracted to women, but never gone there, except for a couple of drunken snogs. Now I am single, I really feel like I want to explore my sexuality. I'm not 100% sure I'm a lesbian, but I don't think I'm straight either. I'm even thinking I could be asexual. I have two questions. One, should I just go for it and look into going on some dates? How on earth do you even do that? Two, should I tell my children or wait until I know what I am? I'm so confused right now. If I did go on a date with a woman, I'd be very honest about where I am with my sexuality. I don't intend to lead anyone on and have vowed to be totally authentic in any new relationship I may have in the future. I always really respect the advice you give, so I'm hoping you choose my dilemma to discuss. Thanks for reading.
Well, firstly, thank you for sending your dilemma to us, because so that brave. Is a very, very personal story and an issue that you have going on for you. So thank you for sending it to us for us to kind of discuss and hopefully be of some sort of help to you.
Yeah.
I mean, just the whole thing of leaving a 20 plus year heterosexual marriage, I mean, that in itself is
so brave.
Hugely brave.
So
yeah, exactly.
Brave. Yeah. So brave.
And then to kind of find yourself at this point in your life where you're like, okay, well, you know, who am I? What am I? What do I like? What do I not like? I mean, all of those things that... And then I sort of... When I read the dilemma, I was trying to sort of put myself there. I was thinking, right, okay, I'm in a 20-plus year heterosexual marriage. I've got two sort of, you know, sort of young adult children.
Yeah.
How would I feel or how would I deal with this if this was me? And I suppose... Because there's obviously two questions there she's asking about.
Yeah.
Should she just go for it and look into going on some dates? And then the aspect of like telling her children and how she should deal with that. And I suppose for me, I was, as far as like the children aspect goes, I think I was thinking I would probably wait a while, especially because she's saying how confused she is right now. And I just think taking a bit of time for yourself and trying to kind of maybe figure out what you think you are or what your sexuality is, I think is probably the best thing. Just because I think it's not like you're lying. You know, you're just kind of keeping that information to yourself for a while till you kind of maybe figure some stuff out. Maybe until you've gone on some dates and sort of start to kind of figure out maybe where you fit or what you like or what you want to be or who you want to be as far as your sexuality goes. So I think that was my sort of first feeling, was maybe just to kind of give yourself a bit of time. There's no rush. And then as far as like going on, I mean, yeah, how do you even go? I wouldn't have a clue now. I would not have a clue where to start on that.
You'd go for like Tinder, wouldn't you, or something like that? Or you would start by seeing like if there's women that you are attracted to that are also attracted to you. I mean, I would just recommend, or there's like Bumble's quite a nice one. That, you know, there's plenty of like dating apps out there that you could go on and you could say that you're interested in men and women. You know, that would probably be the most sensible and the easiest place
most
to start.
Accessible,
really.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
you could go to some gay clubs if you wanted to, you know, depending on where you live and if there's any locally to you.
Yeah.
But it would be about just starting to see if there was women out there that you were attracted to. And were also, I think the asexuality thing is also really interesting. That there's a question that, you know, this person is saying they could actually also be asexual, which I think is something that is... sort of misunderstood in society, really. And it you know, I think that lack of sexual orientation or definition around your sexuality and also lack of interest in sexual partners doesn't mean you don't want companionship or you don't want people to share your life with. So I think that is, you know, that's a a very interesting one as well, isn't it? Because I also think going into a relationship saying, well, I want companionship, I really like you, I am attracted to you, but actually I think I'm asexual, I think that is also a hard discussion to have. My advice is, you know, I don't think there's any rush to tell your children. I think there's a element of we don't know how old they are, but I think there's an element of protecting them a little bit. And, you know, as parents, you don't share everything with your children anyway.
No,
you know,
there's
an age appropriateness around parenting that has to always be remembered at every stage. Even when your children are adults, there are things that as their parent, you probably will not tell them. And that is the right decision. And it's about keeping that parent-child narrative, I suppose, within that relationship. But I think in terms of yourself, I would just say, to coin a phrase, live your best life. Like, just get to know yourself, get to know what it is you like and what you don't like. You've said you want to go into your relationships with complete authenticity. You want to be authentic. That's the best way to be. And actually, you've done the brave part. You've left your marriage. Anything is open to you now. Like, you can change the story. You can flip the narrative. You can be whoever it is that you feel you are and that you've been made to be. And I would just say, just be really kind to yourself in this season. Just, you know, nurture and be kind to yourself as much as you can, because this is really massive stuff. Sexuality, gender, all of that stuff to figure out is really, really massive stuff to manage. And if you have lived a certain way for 20 plus years, you need to be very kind to yourself on this journey. But I would also say, just have a great time. Just try and enjoy it. Go on dates.
Like, I was kind of thinking like, just embrace where you are now.
Absolutely.
You know, as I'm sure, maybe daunting, confusing, maybe a little bit frightening. I'm sure all of those feelings come very much into play. But I think, you know, you're at a point in your life where, you know, your children are getting older. They start to need you less. You can really figure out a bit more about who you are and what you want from like this next part of your life. And I just try and embrace it, you know, everything that comes with it. And I think kind of the real thing, I think, for this person here is just to allow yourself time. You know, you don't have to figure it all out now. You don't have to know what you are, where you fit, you know, all of those things. Just give yourself the time you need to figure that stuff out. Try and have some fun along the way. I'm sure you will. And then as and when you feel ready to kind of have those conversations with your children or other people in your life, do it. And I think you'll know. I think you'll know. You'll get that that kind of gut feeling about things. And I would just sort of trust that and trust yourself in this process and part of life that you'll find yourself in.
I would also recommend there's some really great like charities and places you can go online. So Stonewall is a brilliant charity for the LGBT community, and I'm sure they would be able to help and support you. I if you can, I would recommend trying to talk to somebody about this. It doesn't necessarily have to be a therapist, but if you've got a trusted friend, like, I think sharing this stuff and having somebody that feels like an ally within this, so you don't feel like you're so alone in this big minefield, that would be a big recommendation for me. Looking at kind of online charities, you know, we know that that sexuality and mental health, there's a big coalition between the two, and you don't want to feel completely isolated and alone with this. So if you don't have anyone you can trust, maybe your GP would be a good person. But in terms of your confusion and stuff, just having somebody that can help you to navigate the landscape a little bit in all of this can be really helpful. So maybe have a look at some charities, some LGBT charities online. If you've got a good friend you could share this with, or if you can afford to have some therapy, maybe that might be just one or two sessions might be helpful for you to start to try and make a bit of sense of all of this, and where you're going and what you want your life to look like. Basically what I'm saying is don't carry and suffer with this alone, because then it might become unmanageable for you, and that, you know, nobody at Finding the Funny wants that for you. So just think a little bit wider about who you could talk to, or perhaps who you could share it with. But thank you for trusting us with it. And we would love you to check back in with us in a few months.
Let us know how you're doing,
point in your life you're at, and, you know, if you meet someone, or you decide that you're asexual or bisexual or pansexual or a lesbian, like whatever it may be, we'd love to hear how it's all
going.
So Thanks so much. Another episode done, Pats.
Brilliant, Pats. Sailed through that, didn't we?
Remember to keep your dilemmas coming. We love
yes,
them so
really,
much.
Really do. It's just really lovely to have things that we can really feel like we're helping people with, hopefully, and talk. And even like, you know, not necessarily just for the person that sent the dilemma in, because you think when you talk about these things, you don't know how many other people are going exactly. through similar issues. And it's just really, really great to feel like we're part of your lives and maybe able to help in some way.
So that's it. Another episode done. We hope you have a fantastic week. And Ange and I will be back right here next week, helping you to find more of the funny.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.